This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Got lots of music to play for you today that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. And we're going to kick it off with Ricky Skaggs. This is from an album called Country Hits Bluegrass Style that he recorded about 2011. And he just wanted to reproduce some of the music that he'd made a hit with back in his country days on a bluegrass album. So this is what he's doing, and I've picked a song that I really enjoy listening to and playing, and it's one called the Highway 40 Blues. Here's Ricky Skaggs.
Well, these Highway 40 Blues, I've walked holes in both my shoes, counted the days since I've been gone, and I'd love to see the lights of home. Wasted time and money too, squandered youth in search of truth, but in the end I had to lose. Lord above, I paid my dues, got the Highway 40 Blues. Highway called when I was young, told me lies and things to come, fame and fortune lies ahead, it's what the billboard lights have said. Shattered dreams, my mind is numb, my money's gone, stick out my thumb, my eyes are filled with bitter tears. Lord, I ain't been home in years. Got the Highway 40 Blues. I've rambled all around, like a rolling stone from town to town. I met pretty girls, I have to say, but none of them could make me stay. I played the music halls and bars, had fancy clothes and big fine cars. Things a country boy can't use, Dixieland sure miss you. Got the highway for the blues.
They do a good job on that. It's always been a great tune. I know in the country music club that I go to at Morrinsville, Rennie Hantlow, the sort of lead musician there, does a fine job of singing Ricky Skaggs songs, and we always enjoy doing the Highway 40 Blues if we're both playing on the same night. It's always a good fun song. Let's hear from Lou Reed now. Lou Reed and Carolina. That was his band. That was Randy Barnes on the acoustic bass. Lou Reed plays rhythm guitar and lead guitar and fingerstyle guitar too. Alan Bybee plays the mandolin, and Gina Britt plays banjo. And they were a very tight band and did some great music. This was recorded in 1996. Lou Reed had already done a stint in the band Seldom Seen when he replaced John Starling, and he was just about to replace John Duffy in the band. This was just in between times. And here's a song from that album called Stomping Ground. Lou Reed and Carolina.
Oh, I'd like to go down. Back to those old hills of Carolina. But this life that I've chosen leaves me longing for home, and I just can't help but go there in my mind. Oh, I'd like to go there.
It's a great song, isn't it? We'll hear from them a little bit later in the program too, I think. In the meantime, we're going to hear an instrumental from the album Rare and Fine, Uncommon Tunes of Bill Monro. And it was put out by Mike Compton in 1922. And it's got some great music on it. The theory behind it is there's lots of tunes that Bill had worked on and that never really got recorded. They were just scraps. They weren't complete. Some of them he'd forgotten and had come up with a tune and they'd played it and they'd never done it again. All that sort of thing. So Mike Compton got a great band together, including Jeremy Stevens from High Fidelity on acoustic guitar, Russ Carson from Ricky Skaggs Band on banjo, Mike Bubb on bass, and he had three fiddle players, Shad Cobb, Laura Orshaw, and Michael Cleveland, and some of them paired up on some tunes, as you do with Bill Monro's music, and the one that I've selected is Laura Orshaw playing on this one. Mike Compton, of course, played mandolin on all the cuts, and they're interesting tunes. They're really good. We're going to hear one called Nanook of the North, and it sounds like this. that definitely sounds like a Bill Monroe tune, doesn't it? You can just imagine Bill sitting there picking away on that. Mike Compton really nails the sound, doesn't he? Lovely tune. Nanook of the North, that was called. We're going to hear from Blue Highway now, from the 2008 album Through the Window of a Train. Saw Blue Highway play a set at one of the Grass Valley festivals I went to, and it was one of the most disciplined and fascinating sets of bluegrass that I've ever seen. They were great performers, and they really put across a good show. And they do a wide variety of music, and much of it is self-written. This song is written by guitarist Tim Stafford. Let's hear the song Blues on Blues by Blue Highway.
Nothing to do but what you've made. Tears fall down for missing you. Oh, what color you gonna color me blue on blue? 5 years ago when we first met, I never dreamed that I'd regret loving you the way I do. It left me blue on blue. Running out of tears, running out of heart, too tired to make another start. I'm not over you, I'm blue on blue. Day may come when I try again. I win. You got nothing to do. So Lord, when you hit rock bottom, there's nothing but blues on blues. Well, blues on blues, baby, pain on pain. Nothing to do but watch it rain. Tears fall down for missing you. So Lord, color you gonna carry me blue on blue. Cutting me blue on blue.
Oh, that's Blue Highway there. Blues on Blues. It was at a Grass Valley Festival that I met Dale Ann Bradley. Lovely lady to talk to, and very interested in the music that I was playing and that I'd been playing for a long time. And we talked quite a bit about some of the songs. And since then, I've always just enjoyed her music. She's come up with some great albums. This is an album from 2015 called Pocket Full of Keys. And she's got some nice songs on this. I've picked out one called Ain't It Funny. And she's doing the lead vocals. And she's got Jeff White doing some high harmonies and Ronnie Bowman doing some low harmonies. He's a great harmony singer, isn't he? The musicians on the album, Dale Ann Bradley plays a bit of guitar, Mike Sumner plays banjo, Michael Cleland on fiddle, Steve Thomas on guitar and mandolin, Phil Ledbetter on dobro, Tim Dishman on bass, and they put out a really nice sound, as you can imagine, with Dale Ann Bradley. Here's the song, Ain't It Funny? Let's find out if it's funny.
Thank you. does she hold you close at night like I used to do? I know it's over now, our cards have all been played. But ain't it funny, love has made us what we are today. I'm closing the bars, you're counting the stars. Destiny has led us separate ways. I know it's over now, our cards have all been played. But ain't funny, love has made us what we are today. For me, I'm hanging on. Someday I'll settle down. I'm sorry for the hurt. It's the price we must pay. But ain't it funny, love has made us what we are today. And I'm closing the bars, you're counting the stars. Destiny has led us separate ways. I know it's over now, our cards have all been played. But ain't it funny, love has made us what we are today. Ain't it funny, love has made us what we are today. Ain't it funny, love has made us what we are today.
Dale Ann Bradley there, doing a song called Ain't It Funny. It wasn't really that funny, but it's a great song and it sounded good. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass and I'm playing you some of the music that I really enjoy listening to. Off my shelves, I've got shelves full of CDs and LPs, and I just select some for the show that I think you might like, and I hope you're enjoying it so far. This show comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand. And down here in New Zealand, we love bluegrass music. I've been enjoying the music since mid-1960s, and I still love to listen to it. The show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and they are celebrating 60 years in music. I was just talking to David Shearer the other day. He is the son of the original proprietor of the music, and Shearer's Music Works has really been supporting the musicians in Hamilton and in the wider Waikato area for the last 60 years. We're delighted about that. David's pleased with his involvement in the music, and he also enjoys sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. So if you get a chance to spend some time in Hamilton, go into Shearer's Music Works big shop there, look at all the guitars and their fiddles and ukuleles and accessories and everything. You'll find something that you like there and tell them that you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass, and David will think that his sponsorship money is actually doing some good. That'd be really nice. I think I'll play some classic bluegrass for you now from the Stanley Brothers. I've always enjoyed the music of the Stanley Brothers, and they were there right in the beginning. This track is recorded in 1949 in Nashville. Carter Stanley does lead vocals and plays guitar. He was a real minimalist guitar player, but what he did seemed to sound right, and I still think he's one of the best bluegrass lead singers of all time. Ralph Stanley did some tenor vocal. He also played banjo. Pee Wee Lambert did tenor vocals and played mandolin. He was a real Bill Monroe fan and copied Bill Monroe as much as he could. Ernie Uton played the bass and Les Woody played the fiddle. And this is a track called I Love No One But You, written by Carter Stanley and Ralph Stanley. 1949 recording. Classic bluegrass, folks.
Now tonight is right, it's no to you. sorrow in my heart. I hate to say goodbye, my dear, but it's better that we part.
Don't think that I've grown tired of you or found somebody new, for you are all I've ever had, and I love no one but you.
Think of the one that loves you best, this broken-hearted man.
Don't think that I've grown tired of you or found somebody new, for you are all I've ever had, and I love no one but you.
So hard to go through this world with a broken heart inside.
Don't think that I've grown tired of you or found somebody new, for you are all I've ever had, and I love no one but you.
They did some great music, and they were masters of that fast 3/4 time, or might be called 6/8 time. They just got a real roll going. But even then, you could hear how distinctive Ralph's tenor was and the notes he chose and how he fitted it in with his brother's lead singing. That's real great bluegrass, and I just love it. My feature album for the day, if I have a feature album, is one Darren Beachley and the Legends of the Potomac. Take Off, and this album was recorded in 2010. The notes inside it say, Washington has been the home to many storied bands and musicians who have changed the direction of bluegrass music. Well, that's a truth. Seldom seen country gentlemen, bluegrass cardinals would be included on any list, and also there'd be bands like Bill Emerson, Cliff Waldron, and the New Shades of Grass too. I'd put them in there. Mike Aldridge and Tom Gray would certainly be counted amongst top musicians, and these two have joined with Darren Beachley, who played with Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, Norman Wright, who played with the Bluegrass Cardinals and the Country Gentlemen, and Mark Delaney, who played with the Country Gentlemen as a banjo player, and they formed Darren Beachley and the Legends of the Potomac, and this is their first release. They're great players, and they do put out a good sound. We're going to hear from them doing The Other Side of Lonely, and then I'll Love You Forever and Ever, which is a Buck Owens tune and sounds really good bluegrass style. Here's Darren Beachley and the boys.
Today was the saddest day, this side of lonely. Tonight will be the longest night, this side of bad news. And I'll wake up all alone again tomorrow morning, with the biggest broken heart, this side of them blues. There's a worn out path where my shoes do their walking, mile after mile, back and forth across my floor. Lord, I'm living the loneliest life this side of losing, with more regrets than the side of misery's door. But somewhere there's another side of this river of tears I've cried. Yes, somewhere on the other side of lonely, though it seems miles out of reach today, someday I'll finally find my one and only, where forever's just a smile away. Never sees the light of day. I'll keep dreaming these sweet dreams, 'cause deep inside of me I still believe that somewhere on the other side of lonely, though it seems miles out of reach today, someday I'll finally find my one and only, where forever's just a smile away. Where forever's just a smile away.
There never will be any other. I'll
Darren Beachley and the Legends of the Potomac, and they play some great bluegrass music. I hope you enjoyed that. You listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to give a big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts. There's a whole bunch of different places you can find Back Porch Bluegrass. I know that. Spotify, Free FM, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. Thank you very much for finding where Back Porch Bluegrass is and listening to it. I really appreciate that. And there's lots of people listening on the Access Radio stations too throughout New Zealand. Many of the Access Radio stations take Back Porch Bluegrass. And it's played different times of the day and night in all different parts of the country. So it's great. You can always pick it up if you want to listen live on your computer. And the Access Radio stations in Canada as well, and in the USA, Bluegrass Planet Radio and various other stations taking Back Porch Bluegrass. Thank you for enjoying my take on bluegrass music from way down here in New Zealand. Going to play a tune from the Goodbye Girls. The album is called Snowy Side of the Mountain. The Goodbye Girls are Molly Tuttle on guitar and lead vocals, Lena Johnson on fiddle and vocals, Brittany Carlson on bass and vocals, and Alison de Groot on banjo. Alison de Groot has the best groove on clawhammer banjo that you ever heard, and she just plays it so nice. And, of course, Molly Tuttle is suddenly turning into a legend. I've picked out a tune that's a very old-timey sounding tune, and it's called Going Up to Hamburg, and I wondered where Hamburg was. And I know that Molly's family came from around the San Francisco Bay area, so I thought it might be the Hamburg that's a little bit north of Sacramento in California, but it looks to be a pretty small place, and I'm not sure if that's where they we're going, but there's evidently 22 Hamburgs in the USA. I don't think we've got any in New Zealand. But anyway, the Goodbye Girls are going up there, and they get a play like this. Never really did find out where Hamburg was, did we? Let's listen to Lou Reed and Carolina again with a great old tune called Handsome Molly.
Handsome Molly, we're in London or some other seaboard town. I've set my foot on the steamboat, sailing ocean round. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea. I think of Aunt Molly wherever she may be. Black as raven, her eyes shone like coal. Her teeth shone like lilies out in the morning cold. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea. I think of Aunt Molly wherever she may be. Molly, when you gave me your right hand, you said if you ever married, then I would be your man. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea, I think of Aunt Molly wherever she may be. I wish I were in London or some other seaport town. I'd set my foot on the steamboat and sail the ocean round. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea. I think of Aunt Molly wherever she may be.
Oh, it's a great song, that one. We do that with our Irish band. I get to sing lead in it, but it doesn't really sound like that. We do a much slower, rollier sort of version, but it makes a great fast bluegrass tune too, doesn't it? Handsome Molly, fine old song. Dale Ann Bradley writes some lovely songs. This is one of the album Pocket Full of Keys. We listened to one of her songs before. This is a song called Soldiers, Lovers and Dreamers, Dale Ann Bradley.
Well, her heart was his from the day they met. Two small town high school sweethearts, their future was set. That all his friends had heard the call to serve for our great land, and he felt the need to do the same over in the desert sand. Then an evil coup, who life meant nothing to, made him give his all. He went there to make a difference, though he knew that he might fall. Soldiers, lovers, and dreamers, never braver than right before they fall. True believers will fight for any cause. She stood in the kitchen, a few boxes on the floor, said, "Dad, only a father knows." She wouldn't hear a word he said, saying, "Honey, please don't leave with him. I'm so afraid you'll wind up dead." Sure enough, one night he came home with anger in his eyes. It proved her daddy's biggest fears with her broken bones and life. Soldiers, lovers, and dreamers, never braver than right before they fall. True believers will fight for any cause. Mm-hmm. Just a poor boy from the mountains, thinking of nothing but his dream. Driven to be something more, Lord, he wanted everything. The dust in his pockets, he quickly turned into gold. And for years it seemed he owned the world, but was losing his soul. Then one day his world came crashing in. He'd gotten too far gone. All the morning paper had to say is he was found there all alone. Soldiers, lovers, and dreamers, never braver than right before they fall. True. Soldiers, lovers, and dreamers, never braver than right before they fall. True believers will fight for any cause.
There's some real pretty playing on that, isn't there? Lovely tune from Dale Ann Bradley there. Well, I always love to have a gospel song in the show, and I've got John R. Bowman here from the album Footprints of Faith. He does some wonderful gospel music. He's backed up by a whole bunch of the Isaac family, and because he's married into the Isaac family, and they're singing harmony. And it's also a song that was written by Joe Isaacs, his father-in-law, I guess. It's one called The Sea of Galilee, John Bowman.
On the dark and stormy night, the disciples sailed in fright. They were rowing on the Sea of Galilee. Stormy waves were rolling high, looked for shore and they would die. Jesus came to them walking on the sea. He was walking on the Sea of Galilee, and he calmed the raging waves, it's plain to see. On the moon's watch of the night, not a star was in sight. Jesus calmed the stormy Sea of Galilee. It was way long in the night, Jesus appeared in their sight. He was walking on the Sea of Galilee. When they all began to cry, he said, fear not, it is I. Peter came to them walking on the sea. He was walking on the Sea of Galilee, and he calmed the raging waves, it's plain to see. On the fourth watch of the night, not a star was in sight. Jesus calmed the stormy Sea of Galilee. Like the Sea of Galilee. When the waves start rolling high, Jesus looks down from the sky, and he calls the raging waves for you and me. He was walking on the Sea of Galilee, and he calmed the raging waves, it's plain to see. On the fourth watch of the night, not a star was in sight. Jesus calmed the stormy Sea of Galilee.
John Bowman doing a great version of that song, and that driving banjo was none other than Jim Mills. Wasn't it lovely to listen to? Well, the first bluegrass album that we ever got, and I say we because I mean my friend Alan Rhodes and I, was Flat & Scruggs live at Carnegie Hall. And when we put that on our rather battered old turntable and listened to the music, we could hardly believe what they were doing there. And that album got a real flogging, and they eventually they put out in 1998 put out the entire concert from Carnegie Hall on a CD, which is wonderful. But it just means that if I play something from that album, it's not going to be as scratched and covered with flicks and dots and scratches running across the face of the album as there would be if I was playing the LP. But this is what we heard, and I thought, how could I ever learn to play banjo like this? Eventually got vaguely close to it, but let's have a listen to Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys here.
Thank you so much, you're really wonderful. Here's Earl Scruggs now with the old five string, where he does a little bit of tuning and a whole lot of picking. Goes like this.
Brings back so many memories listening to that. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm glad you tuned in to share some music with me. I think we'll take it out with Ricky Skaggs doing the song Country Boy from the album Country Hits Bluegrass Style. Tune in again next week if you can, and we'll have some more fun listening to some bluegrass music. Bye.
Shining up to my shoes. Underneath I'm just a cotton picker, picking out a mess of blue. Show me where I start, find a horse and cart. I'm just a country boy at heart. but I'd rather be a hog collar chewing cud on the stile. Show me where I start, find a horse and cart. I'm just a country boy, country boy at heart.
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.